Thank you, Raj. I was at the door, listened to them, and it was really good, encouraging. I'm going to read verse 10 and 12 of verses 1 through 6. So we saw a warning to reach the oppressors, and then verses 7 to 9, we saw also a calling to be patient to those that are being oppressive. Now we're going to receive not just a calling, but encouragement to be persevering patience. And my outline is, or my 3 points will be, he was going to give us encouragement through second one will be by situations of life, and the third one will be by our speech, our words. So let's read. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about it. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. And it's really interesting that we are going to speak about patience. And today, as I was grabbing my computer to type this message, I just bought a new computer, and I thought I had the word Microsoft software, so I just opened and then just said, you are not allowed to type until you purchase a year plan by $99. I just bought a new computer. I thought that would be included. So I spent 45 the hour patiently looking for other options in online and how I can use that for like at least an hour until I type that for free, and I couldn't. So I was being tested today. My patience was being tested. So I wrote everything in the pencil, and then I couldn't see because my eyes are getting blurred. So I transfer to Lacey's computer. I type everything, and now I came here to print, and the printer was not working. So I don't want to justify my mistakes, but I was being tested. My patience was being tested. But let's go back to the text. Brothers, he's talking about our family, our Christians, those that are followers of Christ. He's going to call, not just call, but he's going to encourage us to be patient through whenever we're facing suffering, and he calls us to look at the prophets. If you go back Old Testament, you're going to see that the prophets, they received a lot of persecution, a lot of mistreats, a lot of challenges. And if you go in the list of Hebrews 11, verse, I don't want to say wrong, but in chapter 11, end of the chapter 11, the writer of Hebrews give a list of how they were mistreated because of their faith. And here, James is calling us attention to keep the patience and the suffering as the same way as the prophets had it. And the list end in Hebrews 11 says that they were stone, they were cut in half, they were put in jail, they were in prison, they were living in caves and holes, and they were wandering in the mountains and deserts, and the world was not worthy of them. And here he calls us to attention of how important it is to have examples of patience. Is we're going to follow the Jesus ways of obedience and try to understand more God, we will need examples of people that walked in patience through suffering. Probably you moms will understand. My mom, whenever I told her that I was going to get a time, so let's say that I told her that I was going to get back home at 11 p.m., she was in the window or in the door waiting for me from 9 or early, patiently, to 11. One, because I give my words that I will come back. And two, because she was expecting those that she loved to come back. And we just read in verse 8 that the Lord's coming is near. So he is saying here, be patient as the prophets were patient. They were looking forward for that day, even that they faced so much opposition. They were perseverance and through patience, with patience. Verse 11 comes my second point of the message, is that we have to be encouraged to challenge and the situations that we receive in life. Just go back to verse 11. Says that, you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance. Other way, you have heard of Job's life, right? You go in the beginning of the book and he's rich. He's so blessed. He has so much stuff. He has so much land and animals and family, and then he loses everything, or almost everything. He gets sick, and throughout the book, people come to him and say, why you continue to follow this? In the verse, chapter 37, 38, so God speak. And God speak amazingly that Job get his mouth open just to see God's wonderful power and wisdom. In the verse 40, chapter 42, verse 5, he concludes his book saying that, my ears have heard, but now my eyes have seen. We will receive situations in life as persecution or opposition in works or anywhere that we go. If we want to live a life that is godly, we'll be persecuted. We'll be receiving opposition. Be encouraged. Your situations of life and our situations of life are controlled by God and permitted by God. He allows everything that goes in our lives. And the end of our, we will all conclude as the end of the verse 11 says, Lord is full of compassion and mercy. If we keep being patient in waiting and persevering and patient with the Lord, we will get the same ending or the conclusion here, that we will see that God is full of compassion and mercy. In the last verse 12, we have to be encouraged by speech or our words. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. I was studying this. I was got interested that verses 5 to 10 to 12, 11 are the same as Jesus was teaching in the mountain, the 5, 10, 11, Matthew's. So we got a connection of family here as they were speaking, trying to encourage Christians to be really Christians. And the way that we are Christians here in verse 12 is your smallest statements of your life should be truthful. Your yes should be your yes, and your no should be your no. That means that the small words that come in your mouth should be complete trustworthy. I had a sentence that I think I forgot now. I wrote it, but I forgot. It says, I'll try to remember, says that as a calling to men, we are around a lot of people that are liars or say the name of the God in vain. But here he's talking to brothers, so to us. Your words or your speech should mean what it means. Or your yes should be yes and your no, no. Imagine how powerful that if you always your words are truthful whenever you work or whenever you are doing shopping or something, or whenever you're leading your kids, if your words are always truthful, how great is the impact on their lives? Now, we change it for our here. He's talking about patience and how great is to proclaim God's coming day if not by your testimony. Your testimony should be truthful. So not just your words, but your heart. As we say, as we know that your words tell or speak what is full in your heart. Just concluding here, I don't know if I really encourage you, but encourage me on these three verses to continue to be patient because the Lord's coming is near. And I need examples of perseverance with patience as the prophets had it and as Job had it and also by people that are really truly worthy of it. Thank you.